The final amount could be even less, especially if the ISA establishes more stringent environmental protections, which would require consistent monitoring and expensive undertaking when it has to happen thousands of miles from port and 3 miles deep. The more money put into monitoring, the less gets distributed to the developing states, says Pradeep Singh, a research associate at IASS in Germany who focuses on seabed mining issues and who frequently attends ISA meetings as a consultant for member nations. Apart from a small number of private contractors and supporting states who could potentially receive a windfall, he says, few others would benefit. Any member nation can sponsor a contract application, but developing nations are given preferential access to concessions with proven deposits, a practice meant to level the playing field. Most sponsoring countries work with their own government-run mining contractors. Nauru partnered with the metals company, giving the Canadian-based startup preferential access to 75,000 square kilometer area rich in nodules. The details of the metal company's agreement with the government of Nauru are not public, but according to the company's regulatory filing with the SEC in advance of its pending public listing, the startup estimates that it will earn $95 billion over 23 years of production, of which it will pay 7.6% in royalties to Nauru and the ISA. The rest, presumably, goes to the investors that Barron is now courting. Singh expects that Nauru's recent triggering of the two-year countdown to mining activity was directly linked to the metals company's desire to create investor hype ahead of the listing. Either way, Barron has managed to crown what is at its core an expensive, untested, and risky underwater mining operation with a green halo, promising a surefire and lucrative, at least for investors, shortcut for saving the planet. A self-styled maverick with the requisite long hair, beard, and leather jacket, Barron professes to be shocked that conservation groups have not wholeheartedly embraced his plan to mine the ocean for the battery metals that will help replace fossil fuels. The alternative, he says, is to keep plundering terrestrial mines with all their devastating environmental and social consequences, biodiversity loss, habitat destructions, contaminated waterways, displaced indigenous groups, and labor exploitation.